I'm Bill Littlefield. Coming up next week on Only a Game, Bill Walton tells the story of how he conquered his most vicious foe. But right now it's time for my discussion of the week's news with Charlie Pierce. Hello, Charlie.
Hey, Bill.
The NFL preseason is underway. God help us. And quarterback Colin Kaepernick.
A day of raucous celebration around the Littlefield, man.
Anyway, Colin Kaepernick, who knelt during the playing of the national anthem before games last season when he was a 49er, remains without a team. Sociologist Harry Edwards said this week it's outrageous for a league that welcomes back felons and rapists to freeze out Colin Kaepernick. Do you share his perspective?
Yeah, this is preposterous at this point. He is being blackballed. Everybody knows he's being blackballed. Nobody believes the NFL management when it says anything, let alone anything about this. I am enormously sympathetic to Colin Kaepernick, but I am not surprised at all that this is happening.
I think the only question is, did all of the general managers and owners in the league come to this conclusion on their own, or was there actually collusion and an agreement not to employ this guy?
Well, you're obviously not familiar with the NFL hive mind. Resistance is futile, and they don't need to conspire to make this decision individually. Basically, they're a bunch of, you know, extremely rich automobile dealers or members of the Lucky Sperm Club, and they haven't had to think for an awfully long time.
Don Baylor passed away on Monday. He was 68 years old. Many will remember him as the guy who's fourth on Major League Baseball's all-time hit-by-a-pitch career leaders list with a stunning 267 of those. He should be remembered, of course, for a fine 19-year career in which he was an MVP and a World Series champion, I think, don't you?
Yes, and he was also a manager. He was a great mentor to younger players. He was an MVP one year. He had a remarkable career, and he was one of the great combinations of growly bear and gentleness that I've ever met when he would spend his year with the Red Sox.
On Tuesday, right-handed pitcher Ernesto Friere was sold by the Texas Rangers to the Seattle Mariners for a dollar. if you're Seattle, you don't want to be giving this guy an inferiority complex, right? Why not offer, $11?
Please tell me the dollar bill is hanging in his locker. Please tell me they didn't write a check for this guy. But we're moving ever closer to the day when a player actually is traded for a bag of baseballs.
On Wednesday, a stray cat wandered onto the Busch Stadium field during a game between the Cardinals and the Royals. One pitch after the cat was whisked off the field by a member of the ground/cat crew, Yadier Molina hit a game-winning grand slam. And now the Cardinals are calling the thing the rally cat, and they can't find it. It's gone.
Of course not, because if you look at the video, the cat completely mauls the poor guy who had to go pick him up. So I suspect that cat was released with great relief by the people who actually had to do the work of catching him. The Cardinals are just going to have to blunder along without dangerous, insane rally cat.
The captain of the Mexican men's soccer team has been accused of having ties to a drug cartel. His assets in the U.S. have been frozen. This is Rafa Marquez, of course, formerly of the New York Red Bulls of MLS and before that FC Barcelona. He has denied the charges, even though the sport involved is soccer. This is pro soccer, so we can't blame this one on FIFA. Or can we? Can we?
No, I mean, but you know, there. We have to admit that there are other organized crime cartels out there in the world besides FIFA. And some of them are really very dangerous and carry guns, and this is one of them.
Video gaming may be an Olympic sport in time for the Paris Games in 2024.
No.
So, any predictions as to which athletes will become the first Olympic medalists in Pac-Man, Centipede, or The Legend of Zelda?
Oh, how old are you? I have every confidence that the International Olympic Committee will bow to television and actually put this farce on. I have no intention of watching it, however.
Last week, Bull Bullard of the Harlem Globetrotters launched a basketball from 210 feet above the rim that found nothing but net. No big deal, you might say. YouTube is, of course, full of people throwing basketballs through hoops from great heights. But he threw this one from a helicopter. That's pretty cool.
That is very cool. And right afterwards, he dumped a huge bucket of confetti down on the people below.
Pretending it was water. I know the trick.
Exactly.
Yeah. How long before the Olympics includes helicopter hoops?
Hey, I'll take helicopter hoops ahead of video games.
Yeah, me too.
I mean, I think it'd be great. Helicopters dodging each other like Quidditch.
It's great.
While guys try to hit baskets.
And finally, Charlie, Taipei's Summer University Games begin next weekend. The games include swimming, soccer, archery, lots of other sports as well. And as part of a promotional campaign, Taiwan commuters have been riding in trains with floors that simulate some of the venues, a baseball diamond in one, a swimming pool in the other. Sounds like commuting might be kind of fun there.
It certainly would be refreshing, if not cool. I don't know. I mean, this is a little bit strange, actually, but I think you're seeing pretty much what the venues for Olympic video games are going to be looking like in Paris.
You can find the sports writing of Charlie Pearson, Sports Illustrated, from time to time, and he joins me each week, of course, on Only a Game as well. Thanks, Charlie.
Thanks, Bill.